Gaelic games. We've touched, of course, on the club level action. Let's now go to county. It's been a good year for the Donegal Miners in April. An injury time, Aidan McLaughlin score helped the Donegal Miners win back-to-back Ulster Senior League titles, Ulster Minor League titles, excuse me. The victory over Tyrone 3-9-1-13 was how it finished. But the big one came in July when they lifted the Ulster Minor Championship title as they came through against Derry by 2 points. 210-111 was the final score, and Derry were leading in that fixture by 4 points to no score at one stage, but goals in from JD Boyle and Nathan Boyle put Donegal on the right track, and in the end they pulled away to take that victory and be crowned Ulster Minor champions. Niall O'Donnell that day put in a man of the match performance as Donegal lifted the title for a seventh time.
It's absolutely unbelievable. You know, we set out at the start of the year and we're training hard in January, February months. You know, we're training really hard, and we knew today the first half we were a slow start and maybe the nerves got the better of us. We got a few wides and I think we went 3 or 4 points down, but we got settled down and we showed the team we were, and we really battled towards the end there, and Derry came back at us, but we showed our character many, many times this year, and it showed off again today.
Yeah, and I think when you moved into a deeper role after the first 15 minutes, when you came out of the position up top, things started to work and gel a bit better after that.
I was in full forward just to see if the ball was going to be flowing in or not, and it wasn't flowing in too heavily, so I came out the field a bit, and you know, I just tried to link up a few passes and get the boys calm, get everybody in the ball, and that's what I did, and I gave a few passes in and we got a few scores off it, you know. And yeah, I was just providing the link from the defence to the attack because I wasn't there the first 15 minutes.
And the goals came at crucial times, and in fairness to the two boys, JD and Nathan, they took the goals very, very well.
Aye, they took it well. Now, they took it high, but that scared me a bit because in training we'd be saying hit them low, but JD's was a great goal, and then Nathan's hit the crossbar and went in, you know, and just, it was unbelievable how the two goals going in, great feeling.
And it was a wee bit nervy then at the end when you were caught at the back and you let them in with a goal, and it brought it back to two, because you were cruising at that stage, and I suppose there was a bit of unnecessary pressure then added on you at that stage now.
I suppose in the Monaghan game, the midfield was catching everything, and we knew Derry's going to do everything in their power to prevent Kieran and Jason, two boys, catching the ball in the middle of the field, and that's what they're doing. And second half, we got on top anyway, but we struggled to get in the breaks. I came out to look for a few breaks, but I mean, Derry, the hunger was there for Derry, and but I think last year stood to us big time, because after the hurt of last year, there's no way it was going to happen again this year.
Yeah. Well, listen, we watched the scenes of celebration. Winning an Ulster title, it means so much to a group of players, and particularly to a group of young men like yous.
Oh, it means so much. I mean, I told the boys at half time, we'd do anything for this trophy, you know, because the biggest day of everyone's life in that changing room so far, and wanted to look back and it was a good one, and that's what it is, and it's unbelievable.
That's Niall O'Donnell, man of the match performance as Donegal lifted the Ulster Minor title for the seventh time this year. But their bid for All-Ireland glory came to a disappointing end in the semi-final when they lost out to Galway at Croke Park. Diarmaid on the senior front that day, it turned out to be a disappointing one for Donegal, losing to Tyrone. It was looking good at half-time for Donegal, but Tyrone then came back to win a first Ulster title in 6 years.
Yeah, and it meant so much to Tyrone, didn't it, to Oisín, because that was their first Ulster title since 2010. And it was a strange day, a strange game, the senior match, because Donegal looked to be so in control, particularly up until half-time, and then just really and truly a different Tyrone team come out in the second half and took control, really. Got the scores at the vital times, a couple of late scores, you know, hugely impressive efforts. And all of a sudden the lead just turned and the game turned in their favour. That was their first win in 6 years. The celebrations among the Tyrone supporters, one of the standout memories from that day. And it meant so much to them and to the players. You've got interviews with Peter Hart and, first of all, Ronan O'Neill.
It's a dream come true, yeah. To see people of Tyrone out here supporting us, being our family, friends, girlfriends, teammates. It's what you dream of. It's what you play football for here, to win trophies and have celebrations, I guess, here. It's first target down, it's unbelievable. Speechless here, almost speechless.
It means so much to the players and to the supporters, because 6 years is a long time in Tyrone. When he's had such success for so long, to wait 6 years for it to come round again is not too long, isn't it?
Pocket is surely, but then again, teams go through different phases and different transitions and stuff, and Donegal had theirs now, but we feel now we've come around again, and, you know, thankfully we got over the line today. Massive, massive win for this team, and hopefully that we just push on for it.
Yeah, a few points down at half time. What a Mickey said, he's in the dressing room.
We just knew ourselves, yeah, I'm playing the first half, you know, just to keep ticking away, and we took our shackles off and started went just go for it, you know, and hitting our bench sort of took us toll, like, you know, like boys coming on there. As I said before, this is the best squad I've ever been involved with, and just showed you the day there.
Yeah, and Mickey, utilising the panel to its full extent, so
he's a legend. Mickey Hart's a legend. He's the best manager that's ever, ever in Gaelic football, and Boston players, we can't thank enough for the contribution he has to his team, and he's just a legend. He's a legend.
At what stage of the game, coming towards the end of the second half, did you think to yourself, right, we can win this here, because the match was so tight, and then Donegal had 11-10 up and went in front. Where did the inspiration come to grind out those winning scores?
I think we've always had belief, you know, like, always played at the very end, and I think it's just players among themselves, you know, this is, it's now or never sort of thing, you know, and took it upon themselves, and thankfully just Petey Hart kicked a wonder score, you know, and so did Big Tanker Sean, and then came again, kicked one last. Unbelievable.
It's brilliant. It took us a long time to get here since 2010, but it's worth it. It's a brilliant feeling now.
Yeah, really, really tight game out there, but it came to life on injury time, so it did.
Hey, look, Donegal are a brilliant team. They've only been beat three times in Ulster in the last 6 years, with an unbelievable record. We knew it was going to come to this, and thank God, look, we got the scores when it mattered at the end.
Yep, and the quality scores they were as well from distance, yourself and Sean, but with two crackers of scores and Kieran McGeary as well.
You probably wouldn't notice, but there was just a wee wind, and we've seen the first half. We had poor finishing second half, thankfully we got our scores and a day.
Yeah. You're part of the panel in 2010 that last won it. Is this one more special given that you've had to wait a long time for it to come round?
It is, surely, and look, it's a totally different team, and we've had to wait a long time and work very hard to get here, and it's brilliant to be here again.
That was Peter Hart before that, Ronan O'Neill recapping on, it's really what was a brilliant day for Tyrone, winning an Ulster title first time in 6 years, but unfortunately having led in that game at half time, Donegal were on the losing side. Dermot, you were in Clonus that day as well, and the quality of the scores taken, particularly from the likes of Peter Hart and Sean Kavanagh, and not forgetting Ryan McHugh, who went on to get an All-Star in October as well. The quality of the points taken that day was very, very impressive.
Yeah, they were, weren't they, Oisín? But really and truly, it was those big scores from Tyrone towards the end which were so, so vital. Sean Kavanagh, he's a player that has come good for Tyrone on the big occasion so many times, and he produced the goods that day as well.
We have to mention a couple of players retiring too. Colin McFadden and Eamon McGee, they've been round the block for a while, and as they headed towards the last number of years of their inter-county careers, they ended up winning Ulster titles and an All-Ireland medal, of course, in 2012. But what can we say? Two fantastic servants to Donegal football.
Two class operators and two real gentlemen as well. And best of luck to them in their retirement. Funny thing is, you know, particularly Eamon McGee, he played such a vital role for Donegal this year too. And wasn't he involved in the goal for Donegal against Dublin in the quarter-final in Croke Park? Donegal got through to the All-Ireland series, yeah, Obviously through the qualifiers, as did Tyrone, and McGee was involved in the goal scored by Ryan McHugh, what he was doing up there, yeah, So close to goal. But you know, listen, best of luck to them. They're two players that have given so much to the county jersey.
Yeah, Tyrone and Donegal, their journey both ended at the quarter final stage. Tyrone lost out to Mayo, who eventually went through to the All-Ireland final, and Donegal of course losing to the eventual All-Ireland winners Dublin. We mentioned Ryan McHugh getting an All-Star award as well. He was the only Donegal player selected. Two Tyrone players named on the team, Matty Donnelly and Peter Hart, but McHugh joined an exclusive club as other members of their family had also been winners. Ryan's father, Martin, was an All-Star winner in 88 and 92, and his older brother, Mark, of course, won that award in 2012. Hurling-wise, Donegal won the Ulster Senior Shield Final for the first time. They defeated Monaghan during the summer. 5-13-2-4 was how it finished, while the county also retained their All-Ireland Under-21 hurling title, beating a Fermanagh in Omagh 3-7-1-2. Club-wise, McCools were celebrating as they won the Donegal Senior Hurling Championship with victory over Burt at the O'Donnell Park. They won it by 4 points, 2-13-2-9. It was helped mainly by the 10-point contribution of their captain, Lee Henderson. They then went all the way to the Ulster Junior Final, where they played Lav Jerrig from County Antrim, but were to lose out in the end by 16 points to 13. A controversial end to the game as a melee broke out towards the end of the fixtures, with both sets of players and indeed fans ending up fighting. McCool's manager, Eamon McCauley, was disappointed with what had taken place, and was also extremely disappointed and annoyed at some of the officiating decisions on the day.
Very disappointed, but you know, the refereeing was atrocious. Anytime we come back and did, you know, two or three points, he was given a handy free. The hurling wasn't let play the day. Sorry to say, the hurling wasn't let play the day, you know, not the hurling we're used to.
And that point's underlined by the fact that, you know, there were so many frees scored by Donal Nugent and even Lee Henderson for yourself. It was nearly a game between the two guys alone.
It was a game between the two of them, but, you know, we earned our frees. Their frees was simple frees. Even going down to 2 points there, we 2 minutes to go, 2 points down, like, you know, and he blew a free for us. The Hanlon started up on the sideline, and he turns and he gives a sideline. And I says to him after the game, I said, this is a forgot. He gave a side lift. That was a guaranteed point from Lee Henderson. Yeah. You know, yeah. Come on, what can you say? I know we're disappointed now and things like that there, you know, but we have a good group of players. We'll be back again, so we will. That's just hard to take, you know. It's hard to take. You know, a lot of people I spoke to after the game there was, you know, Derry people and everything says the referee was atrocious, you know. I don't know. They need to take a look at that there, you know. And no disrespect to the referee. Players, managers, we all have off days, you know. But not happy by no means. Not happy. That's the way, you know.
Well, in fairness, McCood's played well today, Eamon. I mean, you were up against it, but you hung in there right to the finish.
We performed in the second half. We didn't in the first half. They played a game of crowding and they started pulling in, you know. We have a small, young, fast team in the forward line. Like the space, you know, they were pulling us in and they were howling us in the middle. It was tight to get out of that day, you know, because they're good fielders, they're strong players. But we always kept in the game, you know. And at the end, we had a great goal chance at the end. It went to 2-3 McCool's people that could have went into the back of the net. I think the rub of the green wasn't them on the day for that incident, you know.
Well, listen, you learn from today, Eamon, and this brings an end to what's been a fantastic season.
Definitely. It was a great season for us. Great season for us. That's just what I was saying to the players there. Disappointed now. Disappointed for a couple of days. It'll be in your head, you know, but you just have to get up and get on with it. There's always has to be a loser, winner and a loser, and that's the sad thing about sport, you know. And many times we're in the losing end of it, many times we're in the winning end of it. It's not our day, the day just...